And now to Italy, where Italian Prime Minister Romano Prodi has been asked by the President to remain in office after resigning last week over a key vote on foreign policy. President Giorgio Napolitano said Prodi should stay but seek a vote of confidence in his centre-left government. Susie Hodges reports.
The political crisis was triggered when Prodi's government lost the crucial Senate vote on the deployment of Italian troops in Afghanistan and plans to expand a US military base in northern Italy. The government was brought down by the abstention votes of two communist senators who rebelled against their own parties. After intense negotiations over the past 2 days, Prodi appears to have succeeded in luring at least one extra Senate to bolster his wafer-thin majority in the upper house. Prodi also succeeded in persuading his left-wing coalition partners to sign up to a 12-point programme endorsing him in his role. The deal gives the Premier the last say in case of conflict within the coalition. One key point there is respect for Italy's international commitments. In a sign that Prodi is seeking to persuade Catholic and moderate politicians currently outside his coalition to support him, the programme made no mention of a controversial bill recognising the rights of unwed and gay couples. The bill, which Prodi's cabinet approved earlier this month, is opposed by the Catholic Church. Observers here say despite the 12-point deal, any new Prodi government is likely to be just as vulnerable to the coalition bickering that brought him down last week. I'm Susie Hodges.